Welcome to the Tales from the Long Box podcast. This is episode 264, Spotlight on Archie Comics. Archie, number 3, circa 2015, by Mark Waid and Fiona Staples. Once again, we have Murray Fox making up for some of the time that he had to miss for certain things. And we have a rundown of Archie number 3. It should be good. Enjoy!
Alrighty, we are back looking at the third issue of the Riverdale reboot, Archie, by Mark Waid and Fiona Staples. And I'm Murray Fox, and the other two are off somewhere doing something. So it's just me. And we've looked at the first two issues previously in the town of Riverdale. Archie joined the construction team working on the new Lodge Manor, and he made a major mess of things. Mr. Lodge's beautiful daughter, Veronica, caught Archie in the process of accidentally destroying their mansion, and now Archie's got to right his wrongs if he wants to get in good with Veronica, who is starting her first day at Riverdale High and finally getting over his breakup with Betty Cooper. This is a story by Mark Waid. Art is by Fiona Staples, and it is, of course, published by Archie. And once again, we open up with Archie talking to the camera. He's talking about this girl he's met the other night, and he says, well, met not so much. It's more like escape the wrath of the father of. And he knows that they only locked eyes for a second, but he is totally, totally into her. So much so that he's almost run over by her car when she arrives at high school. Because this is her first day at a regular public high school. Jughead pulls Archie out of the way of the car. And Jughead is having none of this moony-eyed, Archie's all in love, jibber-jabber stuff. He's over it before it's even started. Archie, however, is still totally in dreamland. He's like, her name's Veronica Large, she's a jillionaire, she starts Riverdale today, and you can totally tell Jughead is just rolling his eyes because he's seen Archie go down this path before, I am sure. So instead of letting the chauffeur open the door, Archie like pushes him out of the way, grabs the door, and he's all sweet. Please permit me, madam. And he's gesturing out for Veronica. And she comes on out. And then she looks at him. And she glares at him. And Archie finally realizes, oh, yeah, I gotta grab your books. Of which there are about a million. So he's struggling with all these books, helping Veronica carry them into the school. And he's telling her that he's gonna help show her around. And she's like, what is there to see? And he's saying, you know, your locker, your homeroom. And she's like, I've never been in a public school before. What's that smell? Is that what they call crack? And Archie just says, that's Coach Cleats. And he says, forgive the gawkers. It's just that we've never had a former reality TV star here before. It's nice to meet you. I'd forgotten that that is how Waid has set Veronica up as this billionaire, Kardashian sort of wannabe. But for whatever reason, she's now diving into public school. Anyway, he says, we've probably never met, but, you know, welcome to the school. And she reminds him, oh, we've totally met. I will never forget that face. You're the guy that destroyed my mansion. And he's petrified. And she's like, don't you worry about it. I thought it was a riot. It was worth it to see the expression on my dad's face. Stop looking so nervous. I would never tell him it was you. Unless you give me a reason to. And she walks off. And of course she knows she's got Archie hooked around her finger from this point forward. Of course, she doesn't know he's Archie. She calls him Andy. Come along, Andy. And she heads off to the bathroom and she gives him her giant purse to hang on to, which of course is a perfect opportunity for Jughead to come up and give Archie the business. He's like, is there a reason you've decided to let this diva put a leash around your neck? I mean, other than your natural horn-doggedness. And Archie, of course, is remembering that the mansion came crashing down, and it's his fault. So he feels, first of all, A, she's beautiful, so of course he's going to do what she wants, and B, he doesn't want Veronica's father to find out what's going on. So, of course, he's going to do what she wants. But he doesn't want Jughead to know that. So, of course, he's like, I'm just trying to do the decent thing. I was raised right. I know what I should be doing when new kids come to the school. I'm always trying to make them feel welcome. It's the polite thing to do, Jughead. Who is, of course, having none of it and instantly calls Archie on it when Chunk Charlson walks by. He's like, when was your first day here? About 3 weeks ago. And Archie really helped you fit in, right? And Chunk is like, who? So, clearly, Jughead's got Archie's number for sure. Anyway, Veronica comes out of the bathroom. She snaps, asks for her bag, and Archie follows her like a little puppy. In the library, Jughead is texting Betty, and he is trying to get her on side. He wants her help in breaking the spell that Veronica has over Archie, and she is repeatedly telling him, it's not my business, not my business, not my business, and she sends the little hashtag lipstick incident as a reminder, both to the reader and to Jughead, that they're not dating anymore. Archie's free to do whatever he wants. If he's going to make a goof of himself, it's not her business. So Jughead is, you know, a little bit, he's at the end of his rope, a little bit. He's not like totally there yet, but he can see that Veronica has totally got everyone in the school wrapped around her finger. Miss Grundy thinks she's hilarious as she, you know, regales them all with stories of life in the Richville and how she's got governors and movie stars and hobnobs with all these people, and everyone is just under her spell except for Jughead, who totally glares at her and she glares back at him. At this point, Jughead wanders off to visit Archie in the gym. Jughead, of course, is on the world's longest bathroom break at this point, which is why he's not in class, and everyone else apparently is. He wanders through into the gym while Archie is, you know, battling for his life in the middle of a dodgeball game, and while Archie is trying to play, Jughead finally clues in that the mansion of Veronica was mysteriously destroyed, and Archie has no alibi. So Jug is putting two and two together and realizing that Archie is probably under Veronica's spell for more than just the obvious reasons. And Archie's like, you gotta help me. And Jughead says, I will. I promise I'll do everything in my power to bring you back to. And of course, then Archie, A, gets hit by the dodgeball, and B, Veronica wanders into the gym and says, which way is the lunchroom? And Archie volunteers to walk her. And she's like, thanks, Andy. And as they walk off holding hands, Jughead is just throwing daggers at her. And he calls down the hallway, Princess. His name is Archie. And she turns and totally ignores Jug. But in the gym, sorry, not in the gym, they've now gone to the cafeteria, which, you know, smells like a gym. But Archie helps her with her food. She gets Sloppy Joe's. And after gathering her food, she dismisses Archie and says she wants to, you know, make new friends, make more friends. So she sends Archie on his way, and she goes off to sit with the regular folks. Everyone is dying to eat with Veronica, except for Betty, who is telling Jug in no uncertain terms, I don't want anything to do with this. Archie is free to do whatever he wants. Veronica, she decides to sit down with some of the new girls to the Archie world. They've been around apparently forever, but we're only being introduced to them now. Well, a couple of issues ago. Sheila and somebody, I don't really remember. Anyway, Veronica makes small talk about the fashion that they're wearing. She butters them up. They are pleased to be with her. And And they tell her that, you know, she's got to eat that food quickly or it's going to taste really bad when it cools off and congeals. And Veronica is doing her best to try to fit in. She's like, I'm sure it's quite tasty, whatever it is. And she takes a bite and, of course, the food is gross. And she throws up immediately all over herself in the middle of the cafeteria while everyone is watching. Veronica totally keeps it together, walks off down the hallway to the bathroom, closes the door, stares at herself in the mirror, and then she loses it. And she just starts to sob. And at this point, I totally felt for the girl. I mean, she's rich and she's snotty and she's bitchy, but the poor girl, she's just yacked over herself in front of everyone, and she's humiliated, and she's too haughty to admit that she's been humiliated. So, you know, she's at her lowest point. She's on her phone to her dad. How could you do this to me? It's awful. It's like those places in China where they make cell phones, but worse. And she wants to go home, and they all hate her for no reason, or they all love her for no reason. And the food made her sick, and she honestly threw up, and she just wants to go home. And you're getting some good insight here into Veronica. And Veronica's dad, I think. She knows that all the people flocking to her are doing it only because of what they know about her and not because of who she actually is. And you get the sense that she really wants someone to know the real her. But of course, her dad hangs up on her, which also tells us he's doing what's best for Veronica. He probably realizes he's got this spoiled brat for a daughter, and he wants her to experience real life, no matter how terrible and difficult it might be for her. What Veronica doesn't know is that Betty is in the bathroom at this point and hears everything. And this is what I've been waiting for. I've wanted to see, how are Betty and Veronica going to react to each other? How are they going to relate to each other? One is about to become Archie's girlfriend. One was Archie's girlfriend. Are they going to be rivals? Are they going to be friends? This is what I want to know. Betty comes out of the bathroom and Veronica realizes, oh my God, she's heard everything. And she's speechless. She has no idea what to do. Betty says nothing. Washes up some paper towel, helps Veronica clean up, says, we don't have to talk if you don't want to. I know that you've had a day. I'm Betty Cooper. I'll be right back. You just wait here. And Veronica is like, oh, thanks, you're nice. And I'm sucked into thinking, they're going to be pals. This is nice. This is what I want to see. Betty comes out of the bathroom. She tells Archie to guard the door. She goes down to the family studies room and comes back with this lovely pink frock for Veronica to wear to change into. By this point, Veronica's on the phone, phoning her butler, asking for a change of clothes to be brought to her. But Betty's like, not necessary. I've got you some new clothes. And Veronica looks at it and bursts into laughter. And she's like, thank you. You really did cheer me up. Imagine decorating Veronica Lodge like a parade float. What, didn't they have any potato sacks? Come on, Archiekins. Let's bail before she trots out the bib overalls. And as they leave, Betty is saying, Archiekins? And that's the moment where it switches. Almost. Betty goes back to class. She's still a little pissed off, but I think she was willing to let it go until she sees Smithers running to school with like a clothes rack filled with designer clothes that Veronica can change into. And at that point, Betty is like, you have got to be effing kidding me. And she sends Jug a text and she's like, this chick just made it my business. I am in. And Jughead just smiles. Because he knows the two of them, they can do anything. They can totally break Archie free from the spell of the Veronica. And Archie is, you know, giving us another talk to the camera moment. He's letting us know that the first day of school, or so it ends, the first school day of the rest of my life, of our lives. I hope I look back on today and he's bumped out of his own comic. He's bumped out of the frame and the TV news comes in and they start interviewing everyone about what Veronica's first day was like and the teachers love her and the students love her. And when they get to Jughead, he's like, who are you talking about? And they describe her, brunette, designer clothes, expensive jewelry. And he's like, I had a pony like that once. And he just kind of walks off. And Veronica leaves school. Archie brings her books. She asks him to walk her puked-on outfit back to her home, which he then does, which is seen by Jughead and Betty. And Betty's like, okay, don't get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. Archie and I are done as a couple. My outrage is based in nothing even remotely resembling jealousy. This is strictly about not wanting to see your best friend crash and burn. And he's like, so you're in. And Betty is like, oh, ho, ho, ho. I'm in. To be continued. A bum, bum, bum. So, based on this, my guess is Betty and Veronica are going to be starting off as rivals. Big time rivals. Not rivals fighting for Archie's attention, but rivals just because they got totally different outlooks on life. Veronica has no idea what normal life is like. She's lived in a bubble, a silver-plated, gold-plated, money-plated bubble with yes-men and celebrities and famous people surrounding her. And Betty has lived like a regular, normal Joe life. And it's neat that Wade is taking that as the basis of their conflict. They've got totally two different lifestyles, totally two different outlooks on life, and that's where the conflict is coming in. The fact that they both are in love with Archie will play into it, I'm sure, but it's not, at this point, the prime reason for the conflict. I'm hoping that eventually they're going to find a way to become friendly buddies, eventually, but I don't see it happening right away, and I'm okay with that, I think. That brings us to the end of the third issue. There is a flashback, important little comics from years and years gone by. So we get, I think, the first appearance of Veronica. Yeah, they include the first appearance of Veronica from Pep Comics number 26, 1942, at the back of this issue. And it's fun, but I'm not going to go into it. Buy the issue if you want to see it. I think that's it. That's all that's happened in Riverdale this month. Next month, I think, is when we finally get the truth behind, yes, the lipstick incident. We find out what happened and what broke up Archie and Betty. And we also get a new artist because Fiona Webb? Fiona Hughes? Fiona Staples? Jeez. Fiona Staples was only on for the first three issues, and she is heading back to Saga Land, and Mark Waid is getting a new artist to join him with the very next issue, which we'll talk about sometime soon. Talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.